The Purchase of Land at Loma Linda. At the time of the original purchase of Loma Linda, there were 76 acres of land in the tract. The hill, Loma Linda, containing 26 acres, were covered with grounds, orchards, and buildings. The 50 acres of valley land, with the exception of the 3 acres of apricot orchard and the 1 acre occupied by the barns, were used for grain land and alfalfa. The entire tract lay south of the Southern Pacific Railway, beginning at San Bernardino Street on the west, and extended to the first cross fence beyond the apricot orchard to the east. On the south and southwestern slope of the hill, Loma Linda, was an orchard of some 8 or 10 acres, largely oranges, but interspersed with figs, peaches, and apricots, plums, nectarines, lemons, and grapefruit. The buildings consisted of the main building, 40 by 150, 3 stories, with kitchen and small L for offices. 5 beautiful cottages on the top of the hill, a recreation building, water tank, farmhouse, and an old stable. No sooner was it decided by the conference to take over the enterprise than a plan was suggested of selling off a portion of the acreage to help pay for the balance. While on her way home from the Los Angeles meeting, where it was decided to take over the Loma Linda property, Sister White learned of the plan to sell off a portion of the acreage and immediately wrote, "Us, from San Jose, July 5, 1905, as follows. I just thought to write you a few lines to assure you that not 1 foot of that land is to be sold to raise money. We will hire money at the bank rather than this shall be done. At this meeting, a few small pieces, aggregating about 3.5 acres, which were necessary to square out the property, we purchased for $700. A number of valuable properties near the sanitarium could have been purchased at that time at 40% of their present value. About a year later, a Mr. Bell, who owned the 30 acres lying just east of the Loma Linda tract and south of the railway, offered it to us at what we thought was a very low price. The brethren considered the matter and felt favorable to its purchase. As Sister White also favored it, the land was purchased at less than $100 per acre. Since then, we have several times been offered $300 an acre for a portion of it. A little later, Sister White visited Loma Linda and asked to see the piece of property we had purchased. As she viewed it from the top of the sanitarium building for some little time, she said, "Well, we are thankful we have it." But turning and looking north, she waved her hand in front of the building and said, "The angel said, get all of it." On remarking to Sister White how difficult it had been to secure what we already had, she simply said, "Well, we will be thankful for what we have," and turned and went to her room. We did not know how much was included in her remark, "get all of it," but supposed she referred to the Kelly tracks in front of the sanitarium on which we had secured prices when we first purchased Loma Linda, and had really held an option for a time, thinking possibly the brethren might consider purchasing a portion of them. One tract, lying west of the Pepper Drive, between the Southern Pacific and the Colton Avenue, of 150 acres, was held at $18,000. The other tract of 55 acres lying east of the Pepper Drive, from the railroad to the bridge, including the orange orchard and house, was held at $20,000. The next tract of 27 acres, lying east of the Pepper Drive, running from the creek to the Colton Avenue, was held at $2,250. Another three-corner tract of about 20 acres, lying north of the Southern Pacific Railway, extending to the eastern line of the 30 acres that we purchased on the south side of the railway, was offered us for $750. This 20-acre piece I urged one of our brethren to purchase and hold for us, but because of the criticisms and misgivings regarding what had already been done in securing the place, nothing was done. And, so far as considering the purchase of the other pieces of property, it seemed entirely out of the question. Nothing more was said concerning the purchase of these properties until a few weeks before the Loma Linda property was taken over by the Union and General Conferences at a meeting held at Loma Linda in May 1910. In the meantime, the 27 acres which could have been bought for $2,250, or nearly $85 an acre, had been sold, resold, and subdivided, laid out into lots, many of which have changed hands at $200 and $250 a lot, or $800 to $1,000 an acre. Our brethren, who have desired to be near the sanitarium, have purchased most of these lots and built some 30-odd cottages. The 20 acres that we could have purchased for $750 has changed hands, and to protect ourselves from having a number of shanties built just opposite the depot, we were obliged to pay $300 for a little over an acre of the land. The balance, I do not think, could be purchased at less than $200 an acre, or $36,000. Hayes and Kelly, who owned the 55 acres, offered us at $20,000, lying on the east side of the Pepper Drive, north of the railway, sold off 8 acres at $400 an acre, lying along the east side of the Pepper Drive, to a number of our brethren, which has been divided and subdivided and built on until there are now 22 cottages occupied by the physicians and workers of the sanitarium. On the west side of the Pepper Drive, just north of the railway, the Kelly brothers sold off some 10 acres to our brethren at from $200 to $400 an acre. The sanitarium has since purchased back most of these small tracts at from $500 to $1,000 an acre. Just before the general meeting at Loma Linda, held in May 1910, when Sister White again visited Loma Linda, she expressed the conviction that we should secure the property in front of the sanitarium. We told her it had nearly doubled in value since we first purchased Loma Linda. Nevertheless, she expressed her anxiety that we should secure it. We then secured an option on the 150 acres lying west of the Pepper Drive, or that portion that remained unsold, at $250 an acre. While waiting for the general meeting to convene in May, the parties were about to back out on their option, so the local board took the matter under advisement and compromised by securing 36 acres of the property lying north of the railway and purchased most of the acreage that had been sold off in front of this piece along the Pepper Drive, paying $500 and $600 an acre for it. Early in 1911, the remainder of the Kelly tract, comprising 86 acres lying west of the Pepper Drive and south of Colton Avenue, was offered to us at $300 an acre. This was in advance of the former offer of 50 per acre. At the annual meeting of the constituency, held the latter part of March, the importance of securing this property was presented, and a number looked over the tract, but no action was taken. At the close of this meeting, Sister White made a short visit to Paradise Valley and returned to Loma Linda, saying that her work there was not yet finished. Soon after her return, she took up the matter of the purchase of the balance of the Kelly tract west of the Pepper Drive. 3 or 4 times she rode over and around the property, each time stating that she had been instructed we should secure the land adjoining the sanitarium, and urged that we ask the brethren to pray over the matter that we might have light to know what to do. She mentioned that we needed the property, and emphasized particularly the danger that would come to us by others securing the land and selling it to outsiders who would crowd in about us. On one occasion, she mentioned a scene that had passed before her of a village located in the valley, and serious difficulties were coming to the work. At another time, she mentioned that some of our aged people would want to make their home here and could build with the understanding that it would be left to the institution. A number of the board remaining here counseled over the matter and felt that they could do nothing now, as the constituency had considered the matter and thought best not to purchase. Still, Sister White urged that we pray over the matter and see if we did not get light. Finally, the day before she was leaving, she called some of the leading brethren together, and although she was talking on other themes, her mind constantly referred to the land. That seemed to be the uppermost thought, as shown by the following. April 20, 1911, pages 563 to 568. At the annual meeting held at Loma Linda, August 21, 1911, the following partial report was handed in by the Committee on Plans. Whereas 86 acres of land lying south of the Colton Road and west of Pepper Drive was offered for sale shortly after the spring board meeting for $275 per acre, the entire plot aggregating $23,500, and whereas the securing of this tract was advised by Mrs. E. G. White, and its purchase was considered by a meeting composed of businessmen, physicians, and ministers connected with the institution, and whereas the members of the Board of Managers present did not wish to act in the matter in the absence of the majority of the members of the Board, and whereas a group of individuals, including Mrs. E. G. White, Mrs. J. Gotzian, Scott Rubel Burroughs, Alfred Tryock, and Burden, entered into a partnership to purchase and hold the tract for the college, therefore, be it resolved that we approve of this action and express our opinion that it is to the best interests of the college that it ultimately own this land for the following reasons. 1. That it is a safe investment if used for farming purposes only. 2. The portion on the roads may be used for homes for persons connected with the institution. 3. The control of the property will prevent the formation of a settlement in close proximity to the institution. 4. The college needs more land for supplying farm produce and to furnish employment to worthy students. Be it further resolved that we request the present owners of the property to hold it for the college until the board meeting be held in March 1912. During her visit to Loma Linda in April 1911, Sister White inquired about the Hazen Kelly tract on the east side of Pepper Drive, especially that portion lying east of the cottages of the sanitarium, and said that we ought to get control of the land if possible. Before leaving, she suggested that we interest someone to secure the place and hold it for the sanitarium if possible. An effort was made to do this, but in the meantime, it was sold to an outside for $35,000, who planned to lay out the vacant land into lots and sell them, retaining the orange orchard. It was also planned to put up a packing house for packing oranges at Loma Linda. This we regretted very much. It was the very thing we had feared. We interviewed the parties purchasing the land and did what we could to discourage laying out any town site. When they found we were opposed to such an effort, they finally let the option on the land pass. Mr. Kelly then approached us about purchasing the land. While the matter was pending, we received the following written August 29, 1911. See regarding the purchase of the land adjoining Loma Linda, pages 579-580. On receiving this communication, effort was again made to interest someone of means to secure the property and hold it until the college could take it over. In our extremity, without solicitation on our part, three different bankers offered us means to secure the property, although they had refused to loan money on it to the previous owners. When we told them we would need $10,000 to secure it, they unhesitatingly furnished the money. So the property was secured and is waiting for the college to take it over if they desire it. At the board meeting held in November 1911, the communications concerning the land and the conditions upon which it was held by the present owners were fully presented, and the board took action, renting the land for the current year at a price to cover interest and taxes, and also took an option to purchase both pieces of land for a year or until it could be presented to the constituency at the spring meeting in March 1912. The orange crop on the Hazen Kelly tract of 47 acres is a moderately good crop and ought to bring in at least $2,000. Mr. Kelly tells me that the least he has ever taken off the place in 1 year was $3,300, and the most it has brought in 1 year was $6,500. His expenses in caring for the place averaged him about $1,000. Our interest and taxes on the 47 acres will amount to about $2,400 a year. With good care and average prices, it would seem as though there would be no difficulty in having the place meet all expenses of interest, taxes, and necessary improvements. Since purchasing these tracts of land, there have been 8 different old people who desired to arrange with us to build on the land, making their home here during their lifetime, and put their money into the institution on an annuity basis. 2 of these parties had some $10,000 apiece. Because of the way the land is being held, it was not thought advisable, at present, to enter into any such arrangement.